People of all ages line the street in Whitefish as Maggie Voisin and her family cruise through town on the top of a fire truck. Among the onlookers is 12-year-old Libby Goldhirsch.
Well, we wanted to see the parade for Maggie Voisin. She's our friend for a while, and we're just about to go cross-country skiing, so it's the perfect place for us to be right now.
Whitefish is a busy place, but still a small community. And Libby, as well as 12-year-old Sam Meinecke, Bridger Gertner, and Casey Schneider, have some of the same school teachers Voisin had, and have had the chance to see her ski when she was just starting to make a name for herself, doing tricks at the Whitefish Mountain Resort.
Really inspired by her. She's like pretty awesome with all the
yeah.
With all the crazy jumping, going to Olympics
thing.
Like
the 1080 cork, all that stuff. It's pretty cool. And she's from her hometown. We've never had anything like it before, so I think it's pretty awesome.
Just days after 15-year-old Voisin was asked to join the U.S. Olympic freestyle ski team, she took silver at the Winter X Games. A trick that particularly made everyone stand up and take notice was when she pulled off a switch 1080. For those of us not in the know, this involves a big ski jump, after which she spun three times in the air before landing. There's a video of her Winter X Games runs on our website. Voisin was part of a team competing in the first ever Olympic slopestyle event.
The energy was crazy. Everyone was just so excited. You know, definitely some nerves, but I think the games are really fun, and it's just fun to see all these people just come together and, you know, kind of be one.
During a practice run in Sochi, Voisin broke a bone above her right ankle, an injury that requires 4 to 6 weeks of healing. Before the parade in Whitefish, she stands in the sun, supported by crutches, her nails painted blue with stars and stripes, and a smile on her face. The injury kept her out of competition, but not far from the action.
Our event got done pretty early, so it was nice. Everyone else got done, and all my friends were done. And we were able to go, you know, down to the coast and watch hockey and, you know, just kind of experience everything. I got to, like, watch bobsledding and luge, stuff that I never would, you know, usually watch. It was just an incredible experience.
Voisin says she's out till spring or summer skiing. At 15, she's still in school. She says she's part of Team Academy, an online school, so she can get her work done around her training schedule. She says getting it all done, training, schoolwork, travel, is all about time management, and it doesn't fuss her much.
I get to do what I love, you know, for, I mean, I guess like a living, so it's fun to do something that you really enjoy, you know, and get to do it all the time.
For the next Winter Olympics, Voisin will have just had her 19th birthday. But in the years between then and now, we're likely to see her name a lot at the annual Dew Tour and the Winter X Games. Katrin Fry reporting from Whitefish.